The NASA-funded spacecraft is called the Star Planet Activity Research CubeSat, or SPARCS. It will carry a telescope into Earth's orbit in 2021 to study small stars called red dwarfs. Joe Lama is an astronomer at Flagstaff's Lowell Observatory.
And so these are the most common stars in our galaxies. They're the most likely to host a habitable zone planet. And so that's a planet that's in the right temperature range where liquid water can exist on the surface. But to classify a planet as habitable, we need to understand what the atmosphere of the planet is like.
Atmospheres can be destroyed by bursts of ultraviolet radiation from red dwarfs. SPARCS will find out how often they send out these damaging flares. It will look at stars with known planets as well as young stars that might still have planets forming. Evgenia Skolnick of Arizona State University is the lead investigator.
We're interested in studying these planets because it will give us a piece of the puzzle to the biggest question that much of society asks itself, and that is, are we alone?
Skolnick says astronomers estimate our galaxy has 40 billion rocky planets in habitable zones. She adds, new technology makes it possible to look at big questions with tiny spacecraft. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siboney in Flagstaff.